Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. On the line with us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, a difference a week makes. Kathy Marchione, the Saratoga County Clerk, declared victory in the 43rd Senate District against Roy McDonald yesterday, saying we go forward united.
Right, with all but about 50 votes left to count. Marchione has a more than 100-vote lead. Donald hasn't said what he's going to do at this point. We expect word from him later this week or early next week. His options at this point in the Republican primary are to push for a hand count or to concede. The bigger question is whether McDonald will continue to vigorously campaign against Marchione as the Independence Party candidate. Ballot line he will continue to hold in November. Yesterday, Saratoga County Republican Committee Chairman Jasper Nolan, who had backed McDonald through his support and the support of his committee to Marchione. Marchione, too, stressed party unity now that the primary is over. Marchione will be on the general election ballot on the Republican-conservative lines. There's a Democrat as well, Robin Andrews. If you remember, this is the race that many people view as a referendum on Roy McDonald's yes vote on legislation allowing same-sex marriage in New York State. So it's considered a bellwether of what's happening.
Well, we're assessing now whether citizens are supporting what is a 120-mile pipeline from Pennsylvania to Schoharie County, and there was a federal hearing last night.
Yeah, roughly 200 people showed up at this hearing out in Schoharie, which was about this proposal to build this long natural gas pipeline will cost $750 million. It's called the Constitution Pipeline. Constitution expects to file a formal application next year. At this point, the federal regulators are getting a sense of where the counties affected stand on this. And what Ed Munger, our reporter, heard was that people are concerned. Schoharie Town Supervisor Gene Malone said that there are already too many gas lines in Schoharie County, and residents there are still reeling from last year's devastating tropical storms Irene and Lee. He also noted that Schoharie County already lost thousands of acres of land to New York City for the Schoharie Reservoir and Gilboa Dam. More acres were lost when the New York Power Authority built its hydroelectric facility and two dams that go with it. But not everyone who spoke was against the project. David Parker of Worcester spoke in favor of the economic benefits the pipeline project would bring to his town in the form of jobs and payments to farmers whose land would be leased. The Federal Commission is taking comments online and by regular mail through October 9th. If you go to the FERC website, you can find out how to voice your opinion on it. And also, we have those addresses in today's paper.
And that is dailygazette.com, or pick up a copy of the paper. We've been talking to Judy Patrick. She is the editor. Judy, thanks as always.
Thanks, David.